Good. Well, anyway, Terry, your report this week is all about collecting fossils.
It is indeed, Derek. I was chasing fossils. I was on the great Irish fossil hunt. But more about that in a moment. Most people think of fossils as something you find inside a clump of rock along a seashore. But the world of fossils is much more exciting. I was in Clonmel in County Tipperary, right in the centre of the town, at the courthouse, and it's covered in fossils.
I thought you were going to say the courthouse is full of fossils. I'm sure the judiciary wouldn't be happy to hear it. But go on anyway.
It's covered in fossils on the outside. Most people walk by every day and don't realise that the remains of dead animals that lived hundreds of millions of years ago are there in the limestone for everyone to see.
But can you actually see them?
Absolutely. Yes, I have photographs. We'll put them on the website. Lots of them. Ireland has some of the oldest fossils in the world. And I was hunting them along with Professor Maria McNamara from UCC. And that's what brings me to the Great Irish Fossil Hunt. Maria and her team are looking for the help of the Mooney listeners. They want us to go out and find fossils and to let her know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use all this information to produce a dedicated fossil map of Ireland. Because there's such a large area to study, Maria and her team want the public to help by submitting their findings. So what a great way of spending a few hours out and about looking for fossils in your local area, and you will be helping in a citizen science project.
Sounds lovely.
And that's exactly what I did.
Right, so Terry, I might get you to come over here and take a look at this one.
That is absolutely monstrous. I know it's a coral. I don't know what it is, but it's about, it's about 4 or 5 hand widths across and about 2 hand widths high.
Yeah, this is an enormous example of these colonial corals. So these were invertebrate animals. They didn't have backbones and they were living, they were very gregarious. Yeah. They liked to all live together in a kind of a big community. So these corals, they build this communal skeleton and all of these little circles, it looks like a polka dot kind of pattern in the rock. And each of these little circles, these white circles, this is where an individual animal would have been living. So all of those circles represent a separate little animal, a little polyp, a bit like an anemone that we'd see today.
There's about a couple of hundreds of them there.
Oh, there's hundreds of them. Yeah, exactly. And what's really mind-blowing is this is just the example that we're looking at that's right beside us here at head height. But when you look up, you can see there's more above us.
And I look down below here, there's more. And there are some that are different. What's this one here? It looks like a kind of a, I don't know, like a fingernail. Very large fingernail.
This is a really good example of a fossil brachiopod. So this is a type of shellfish. It lived attached to the sea floor with a kind of a ligament. And it had 2 valves, just like a mussel that you'd eat in your seafood chowder. And the brachiopods, they've got really thick shells. They can be 5 or 6 millimetres thick. And they look in the rock like a crescent. They can look like a crescent moon. Or depending on the way they're sliced through, they can sometimes look like a circle. And these can be very, very common in the limestone from the Carboniferous period.
Now, where we are today, we're down in Clonmel and we're outside the old Clonmel courthouse and we're looking at the pillars. And they're completely covered in fossils. Now, fossils, most people think of fossils, are dead animals, but they're not just dead animals. They're also the imprints of dead animals, like footprints. Tell us a little bit about them.
Fossils are the remains of plants and animals that lived millions or even billions of years ago. And here in Ireland, we're really lucky. We have a fabulous fossil heritage. It goes back over 500 million years, believe it or not. We've got some of the oldest animal fossils in the world. We've got some other fossils in Ireland that are really famous, like the tetrapod trackway on Valentia Island. That's a trackway, footprints made by one of the first animals to walk on land. We've also got some of the oldest land plants in the world in Ireland. So we've got a load of kind of very important rare fossils.
Now, when you're going looking for fossils, people think, oh, you have to go to the seashore and you have to look at these outcrops of rock. But we're here in the centre of a town. It's totally urbanised and there's tons of fossils.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, one of the key messages that we really want to get across to the public. If you want to find fossils, you don't have to go to these far-flung places. You don't have to go to the coast or up a mountain. You don't have to spend money. You can literally find fossils on your way to the shop. So we have, over the course of the last couple of years, myself and the team at UCC, we've been actually putting together fossil sites that are in urban areas. We have them on our website so people can go and check them out. And lots of our towns and cities have sedimentary rocks that have fossils inside. So rocks like limestone, like sandstone, like mudstone. But the limestone is the best. And in the limestones of Ireland, we're actually famous worldwide for our fossiliferous limestones. And literally walking on your way to the bank, on your way to the shop, the limestone that's forming the paving stones, the limestones that's on the walls in the shop fronts, you'll find corals, you'll find brachiopods and other types of fossils as well. I mean, like this rock here, the whole thing.
What's that?
The whole thing is made up of tiny little fossils of a creature called a crinoid. And what they look like is tiny little circles, like Cheerios. So next time you're looking at a bit of limestone and you see what look like Cheerios, those are actually part of the stem of this crinoid animal. It was like a relative of a starfish, but on a stalk.
Now, you want people to become more interested in fossils, and you've started the Great Irish Fossil Hunt. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, the Great Irish Fossil Hunt, this is our latest campaign, and we're calling on the public to get out and find these examples of fossils in our urban areas, in our towns and cities, on the coast as well, in the natural rock outcrops, and take a photograph and send it to us. So we've got a special form. You can access it on our website. Upload the photo of the fossil. Tell us where you found it and give us the GPS location, which you can get from Google Maps on your phone. And what we're going to do now over the summer, we've already received over 500 submissions from the public.
Already.
And what we're going to do over the summer, myself and the team, we're going to go out and check as many of the submissions from the public as possible. What we're going to do then at the end of the summer, we're going to use all of this information from the public to produce a new fossil map of Ireland.
Is there a fossil map of Ireland?
There is no dedicated fossil map. We have a preliminary map on our website, but it's got loads of blanks. Right. There's loads of counties that we just don't have fossil information. And there's just too much rock for us as a team to get out and observe. So this is where we really need the public. We really need that citizen science effort. So this is a real opportunity for the public to contribute to this study.
Can you give the public some tips then as to where to go and what to do and what to look for?
Anybody living in or near a town or city, just have a look around you as you're walking about your daily business. When you're walking to the shops, going down to the post office, etc., just have a look out for the limestone with the fuzzy white marks in it. If you see white marks in a grey rock, that's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. In the limestone, you're looking for the polka dot pattern, that would be the corals. You're looking for the crescents, those would be the brachiopods, and the Cheerios are the crinoids.
The one rock you can't look for fossils in, of course, is granite. So if you see something that's composed of granite, stay well away from it.
Yeah, exactly. If granite with the big crystals, that forms from magma deep under the earth. Mm-hmm. There's no fossils in granites.
So what you're looking for is, as many people as possible, get out there, take your camera with you, take some photographs of fossils and upload them.
Exactly. And, you know, if you want some tips for where to go, we have a fossil map on our website, a starting point. So that could give you some ideas for good places to check out. And remember, you know, this doesn't cost anything. Right. It's absolutely free. And at the end of the campaign, when we've produced the fossil map, all the members of the public who make submissions, you have the option to have your name listed with your submission.
So that your photograph and your name goes in the book.
Exactly. So you'll have a record of, well, those are the fossils, those are the sites that I contributed.
And when will this book be published?
What we're going to do is we're going to publish this. We're going to launch the new Fossil Map of Ireland in November during Science Week.
Thank you, Maria. More details on the website rte.ie/Mooney. Now,